This episode is sponsored by
CastMemberSecrets.com. Hey guys, if you are planning a trip to Orlando, Florida to visit Walt Disney World, guess what? There's a new fantastic guide that I found on Amazon. Now, this is not your typical guide, you know, for Disney World, okay? This was written by a cast member at Walt Disney World. It's called The Cast Member's Guide to Walt Disney World, An Insider's Look to the Ultimate Disney Vacation. So this is written from the cast member's perspective. Who better than to provide you with all the secrets and tips to vacation efficiency than the people that work there? So to learn more about this guide, simply head over to castmembersecrets.com and download a sample or get it on your Kindle from Amazon right now. What are you waiting for? That's castmembersecrets.com.
Castmembersecrets.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast looks at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences, and I also do video casts. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast, show number 60. Yes, indeed, 60. Big ones. There you go. We're catching up to everybody else, aren't we? Nah? All right. Today's show is a nice little flashback. We're going to go back to the year 2006. That's right, when I started my annual pass holder's dream. We're going to go back to the Aladdin Oasis, which used to be the Tahiti Terrace, which is not really being used anymore now except for bathrooms and I think maybe meet and greets, not really a show. And we're also going to step back into Drawn in the Magic before it had its own little amphitheater before that got discontinued, when they would do it right in front of the animation building in Disney's California Adventure. Now, just a quick thing, let everybody know I've been out of service a little bit. I've been working. I haven't been feeling well. I've also been having problems with some software that I'm using. For those that don't know, I use a software called Cast Blaster, which is, unfortunately, is no longer being made, and it was crashing up and all that. And fortunately, I found a newer version, downloaded, put my license in, everything's working, and we seem to be back in the swing of things. So, there you go. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got Friends of the Magic coming in August. And I'll get the dates again. I believe it's 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Disneyland Resort. I am planning on getting a new annual pass and being there. I got to be there. I have to be there. I am going to do what I have to do. A lot of stuff going on. We got to talk about. I've upgraded the memory in my one machine. I went from 12 gigs to 18. I'm going for 24. And I also purchased myself, check this out, from EVGA. It's a GeForce GTX 580, which supports CUDA, PhysX, does GPU assisted rendering. So I will render videos faster than before. You'll start seeing a really nice quality going on. So let's be like Mariah Carey and make it happen. As we take you back to the Aladdin Oasis show, which for some reason I wasn't into. They just didn't do it for me. But the kids love it, and that's all that matters. So, sit all back and relax, and let's take a look and listen at Aladdin Oasis.
Yeah. my friends. Greetings and welcome. I am Kazim, the apprentice to the master storyteller. You are all in for a magical journey. A journey filled with adventure, the hope, mystery, and romance. I can tell you that the most marvelous and gifted storyteller will be sharing his talents with you today. Oh, he will weave an unforgettable tale. Now, as we all know, all great tales are filled with exotic locations, memorable characters, sweeping stories, and of course, participation from the audience. Yes! Yes, that's right. From time to time, we may ask you to help us tell the tale. Make the sound! Never mind, you get the idea. Now, don't worry, our master storyteller will tell you when he needs your help. Just be sure to listen closely. Use your big Mickey Mouse ears to listen closely, yes. Do you think that you are ready? Yes, do you all think that you are ready?
Of wonders, and today our story begins and ends stronger to work for your arm.
Oh. There's no use. I couldn't escape.
There was no escape, and for a very good reason. This was all a plot by Jafar.
Been there, good, yes, my work. Again, yes, you're a good guard. Yes. What's going on? What? Got you on the street. What? That evening, the palace guards fell asleep. Yes, fall asleep. Oh, well, there she goes. Yes. That's only sleep over here. Yes, it's a lovely place, though. I can see us night. I knew the soul would also fall asleep. Yes, you fall asleep, you can shut your eyes, yes, all and every how nice. Yes, yes, so meanwhile, tomorrow, be a clever disguise, then imagine, and that's you. Cast the sleeping guards, and that's it. And through the gate, up at Paddy's dungeon. Oh, that's me. Stab! Oh, my God. They stabbed him in the door, and then awoke the palace guards. It's very good, yes, sir. They woke up. Yes, well begun. And knowing they were going to... Oh, dear. Yes, it's after you. Yes, over here. Yes, over here. Yes, yes, you didn't chase him down. I like that part of the story. Yes, yes, knowing they were going to be in huge trouble, they received a round of applause. And they ran back to their seats. Bravo. Yes. You are lucky, huh? Yes, you could have been attacked. Yes, that's your resume. Good work. Yes, meanwhile, Jafar, in his disguise, and Aladdin was sleeping, came far out into the desert.
Jafar wanted Aladdin to go into the dreaded Cave of Wonders and bring back a lamp.
A lamp? Oh, not just any lamp. The magic lamp.
Who disturbs my slumber?
The diamond in the rough, rose sea. Oh, the cave was dark and scary, and everything Aladdin said echoed. Can you provide an echo for Aladdin? It's very easy. All you have to do is repeat everything he says, so listen closely.
Hello?
Hello?
Is anybody there?
Is anybody there?
Wow, it's starting.
Wow, it's starting.
I've never seen so many trinkets, treasures, bottles, and jewels from so many lands in all my life.
What's so magic about a doll's lamp like this?
Okay, you'll see, Jafar. I wanted this because it enabled him to become
ruler of the whole world.
So he took the old lamp and tried to make some ancient writing.
Let me see anything there.
It's just the old lamp. Sure, the kazoo takes. I had a polish in order to read the words.
Whoa! A blue genie appeared! Poof!
Hi! And now the year will give the genie cuts a break in the neck! Auga! Hey! You will look like my last master! What is that? Pray, count my wishes! And not wishes for more wishes, huh?
Wishes? I couldn't believe this happening to me, but let's see. I don't know what to wish for. What would you all wish for? What would you wish for? A hat? Another one? The same one? What about you? What would you wish for? You forgot. What about you? To own the world. Uh-oh. Wow. That's a great wish, but I still don't know. Genie, what would you wish for?
Like a hat?
Besides a hat?
Freedom. Yeah, I wish for freedom. I mean, sure, I've got...
Excuse me, the rules of the game are that a princess can only marry
wishbones. Does anyone have a real silly noise? Anyone got a silly noise? Oh, you do. All right, sir. I want the whatever is on the tip of your tongue whenever I count to three. Ready? One, two, three. I like it. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's genius. My friend, that's going to be our wish noise. So whenever a ladder runs, a ladder makes a wish. All your wish noises. When all of you make that wonderful noise, because wish noises only work if everyone does it together. Let's give it a try. Here we go. Wish noise. My little baby is home growing up. Excuse me. Hang out that toy shop story. Unwind it in his magic lamp. And let's away it is. Anyway, we're not going to make prisoners down here.
If I'm a prince. So I know for my first wish, I wish to become a prince.
Wish noise! You're a prince! Meanwhile, back in the palace, Jafar was sitting and plotting to marry the Princess Jasmine so he could throw her out of the palace and take it over for his own evil purposes.
But his plans were suddenly interrupted by the arrival of Prince Ali. You see, the genie had transformed Aladdin into
a wealthy prince. Stand by, look. And you heard? Oh,
wonderful. I am Prince Ali of Baba. Come and see Princess Jasmine's hand in marriage.
But I didn't want to marry Prince Ali. I wasn't in love with him. You see, I couldn't stop thinking about the poor street boy I met in the market. And as you disguise, I didn't know that they were the same person.
So, disguised as Prince Ali, I offered to take the princess for a ride on my magic carpet.
I realize it doesn't look like much, but he has great gas mileage.
Go, carpet! Whoa!
And they soared through the night skies on the magic carpet ride, Princess Jasmine.
Oh, did I use that? Are you the same young man who rescued me from the marketplace? But I didn't let on.
Who is it for? Knapp, take us your perfect. So romantic. The moon, she was so full. And the star, they scuttled that Jasmine's little ass. All setting for stairs. Hello! Hello, Bounce! Emma! Emma! Hey! Sorry. Why didn't put the devil down one?
So I dropped Princess Jasmine off of the balcony and was about to fly from my magic carpet when...
All of a sudden, Jafar had captured, bound with rope. His feet chained to a large weight. And thrown...
Yes, for the death of the deepest ocean. Near, far, wherever you are. Shall be.
Genie! Sorry. Did you sound like a stone to the bottom of the ocean? Can someone ask the second wish?
What?
Genie wishes to save my life.
Oh, wish noise! Now, Genie, quickly, stop Aladdin. Back to the palace.
Now, the evil Jafar was more determined than ever to marry me so he could throw me out and rule over the kingdom.
Princess Jasmine, turn to the evil Jafar and say, I don't know where the imply is. Oh, don't look at me. I'm only one man. I cannot play a box myself. I know the rules. The show must go on. I will find someone to play the part. It will have to be someone who is, they should be very calm, of course. Hey, they should be nasty. Yes, here you are. Your partner should be evil. Yes, come right this way. Relax. Yes, you stay right there. Yes, I am right here, my friend. You are the one for us. Let's hear a round of applause for our volunteer. How exciting. Yes, perfect. Yes, I wonderful. I think Villa's always wear sunglasses. Perfect. And do you have a name? Oh, yes, it says so. Right there. Yes, well, it is no longer your name because now we will know you as Jafar. Oh, see, they like you already. Isn't that nice? Oh, good. Yes. Now, can you make a commanding pose? Oh, good. Maybe something like this. Go ahead. Oh, it's fierce. It's wonderful. Yes, go right this way because now it is time. Yes, it's not time for your exit, no. It is time for the grand finale. The cherry on the top. You are Jafar.
Now the evil Jafar was more determined than ever to marry me so he could throw me out and rule over the kingdom.
Princess Jasmine, yes, you can stay over there. Princess Jasmine, turn to the evil Jafar.
Jafar.
Oh, then say...
Well, I will never marry you. Oh, you, Jafar. I want to marry Prince Ali.
Prince Ali? Ah, what a wonderful performer. Yes, bravo.
And just then, I burst into the throne room and reveal Jafar and try to kill me.
With them caught, run away! Oh, no!
Pray young Aladdin that you rescue me by defeating the evil Jafar. Pray young Aladdin that rescue me.
And it's the final act. At one corner, you've got a haunted Prince Ali. At a one, at a two, at a left, a right, and a left, a punch.
Jafar is defeated!
Bravo! And here is your Oscar, but we don't have time for speeches. But they love you, they really love you. Yes, now, Princess Jasmine's father, the Sultan, was so overjoyed that he cried.
I'm so overjoyed.
That very day, he changed the law.
Love was all coming.
So that I could marry the man I wanted, and I chose
Aladdin!
So, what do you think I do with my third wish? Say really loud. That's right! I wish for teenage freedom! Wish noise!
I'm free! I can laugh! You kept your promise! Oh, no, yeah! I'm gonna see the world! I'm gonna travel the universe! I'm gonna buy a churro! I'm gonna
miss you too, Gina, but I'm sure we'll see you again. So, what are you gonna do next?
Oh, well, I'm going to Disneyland! It's a blue world after all!
Soon after, Aladdin and I were married in the biggest, grandest wedding Agrabah had ever seen.
As you see, my dear friend, it is not what is on the outside, but what is on the inside that counts. Aladdin was a young boy, a dying monk in the rough, who like this lamp was more than he seemed to be. For even though they had the outside of a poor, pleasant poem of happiness, inside he had the heart of a prince. Yes, oh, my. Oh! And together they lived happily ever after.
Oh, there you go. Aladdin's Oasis. Thanks for listening to that. We got coming up next, we got Drawn to the Magic, which kind of did its own thing going on, you know. It basically, they had three people in there, and they would draw their favorite characters, and then a bunch of the characters would come out at the end of the show. It was one of the earlier performances, so they were doing it in front of the animation building, as I told you before, at Disney's California Adventure. We're going to play that for you. But before we do, I want to also give a big thank you to out there to Paul Berry, who from Wind of the Magic made a donation to us with giving me a Zoom H1 so I can go out there and start recording again and not have so much equipment on my arm to carry to bring you the audio experiences that we go out there to do in binaural audio. So I want to thank Paul Berry from Wind of the Magic for doing that as well. Now, if you kids are ready, let us resume and let's get drawn to the magic. Now, a little thing you should know, there were some technical difficulties there, and I could have edited them out, but I just want you to experience what I experienced. And at the end of the audio, you'll kind of hear, when I originally played this, eventually Paul reminded me, hey, whenever you're recording audio, remember not to turn your head because it ruins the sound. Well, this happened after the show, and I went up to go record the audio, and you can kind of hear it moving around, just to give you an idea. And you don't hear that anymore. But let's enjoy. I'm going to shut up and listen to us get drawn to the magic.
Feeling particularly glam today. I suppose you are. Well, stick around. You're just in time for the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Disney's California Adventure. Gather around. Yes, you are. We are just getting ready to draw some of our favorite Disney characters. It always helps to have some real-life inspiration, like you.
I'm going to call Laura. Come on. Let's see. I'll come right in here. Hey there. What is your name? What? Jared? Do you have a favorite Disney character?
Can you please walk down this way, please? Thank you very much.
No, bye, Jared. Do you have a favorite Disney character? Who is it? Blue? Like, is that blue?
Baloo?
Baloo or Blue? Blue, he likes Blue.
Well, there's Blue's.
You know, I have a favorite, too. Can you guess who my favorite character is? Big guy wears a hat and boots and says, there's a snake in my boots. Woody from Toy Story!
Yeah!
That's my favorite. I like Woody and Buzz Lightyear and Simba and Tarzan because I love the Disney heroes. Well, let's hear it for the heroes!
All right. Heroes are
They're
nice.
The best.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for the heroes, the Jay. But you know who I love a little bit more than the heroes? Probably a lot of it. A lot more than the heroes. No, that would be the Disney... Hello? Disney princesses! That's right. They're the best. Jasmine, Ariel, Belle. Yeah. They're the most kind, beautiful, generous,
so many
smart,
adjectives.
Lovely,
so
talented.
Little time.
Hey, now, who doesn't love a fantasy? Don't
well, your heroes and princesses wouldn't have had such a charmed life without their magical friends around. I mean, without her three good fairies, what would Sleeping Beauty be doing right now if it wasn't for her three good fairies? That's right, she'd be sleeping.
I love
So that's
sleeping.
My favorite part, the magic. So that is the correct answer, but we have no prizes. No matter what your favorite part is, there's one thing we can all agree on.
Yeah?
It's time to see. No, the Disney animation brings our favorite stories to life just like magic. Don't you just feel the magic when Hercules conquers the fearsome Hydra?
Yes, but how about when Sleeping Beauty is awakened by Abyss?
Or when the genie turns Aladdin into Prince Ali?
Disney film, don't you just dream of being that character, like Cinderella?
Or Hercules!
Or the genie! How cool would that be?
Pretty cool. And when we're drawing, we bring our characters on the board to life by using real people for inspiration. Well, people like you.
Hey, let's show them how the magic begins, huh?
All right, but that means we need some help, right?
All right.
A volunteer, one for each, right?
Three volunteers. We need three mouse volunteers.
Three brave young people.
Come on, come help me right now.
Three brave young people.
Come up here, little barefoot Snow White. Come up here.
All right, I need one more volunteer. Anybody?
Okay. Anybody?
What's your name?
There you are. Come on up.
What is it?
Jerry. Carrie. All right. Everyone say hello, Carrie. Now, Carrie, when I'm drawing my favorite Disney character, what I like to think about for my inspiration is how they move or how they pose. And obviously, you love princesses, Carrie. So we want to show everyone out there an example of a Disney princess pose. Are you ready? Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to point your little foot out. Can you point your foot out? Like this. There you go. Take your hands and put them over your heart like that. Elbows up and give everyone a big smile. Big smile, Carrie. There it is. Give her a round of applause. Now stay. Oh, wait. Come here. Come here. We're not done. Okay, do it again. Now this time, hold your dress like that and give us a big smile. Big smile and freeze just like that. Right there. You look perfect.
Now, I'm drawing. I like to listen to the character's voice for inspiration. You know those famous lines like when Hercules says, I'm the most famous person in all of Greece. I'm an action figure.
Or when Rafiki says, a Santa Santa squish banana, where we knew no me Havana.
Uh-huh. Or like when Sleeping Beauty says, they say that if you dream a thing more than once, it's sure to come true.
Okay, Jake, can you put your arms out now? Can you help me out? Can you say one of Woody's lines just like Woody for me? Can you say, reach for the sky?
Reach for the sky!
Hey!
That was great! Stop!
Just like Woody. And Victoria here was just telling me that it's the songs that really tell a lot about the character.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down.
Yes!
Take
him out.
Yes!
Take him out. Very well done,
thank
everyone.
Thank you so much.
You see, you're all part of the Disney magic.
Ah, yes, but don't go anywhere, because the magic has only begun. Just a few lines drawn in the right place make an elegant princess who's full of grace.
And just a few lines said in the right way make a shy guy the hero who saves the day.
Helen. You've got a friend in me.
You got a friend.
You've got a friend in me.
Break it down.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from a nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said, son. You've got a friend in me.
Colin.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Bring it on home.
Hey, there you go. There you go, there you go, there you go, everyone. Drawn to the magic, which is no longer there anymore. Sad. Hey, that also concludes our show. Don't forget our Friends of the Magic, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. I'll be there. I might have a special surprise be there. You never know. Of course, I'll be doing my two meets, Room for 1,000, I Smell Watermelon, and maybe another one. I might just, it might be the Above the Firehouse podcast, Friends of the Magic weekend. I might hog all of everything. No, I won't. Yes, I will. No, I won't. Well, anyway, that concludes our show. We'd like to thank you guys for your wonderful, 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 wonderful help you've done here for us today. The end of that show. So thank you for letting me entertain you. Hope you guys didn't like what you heard. If you did, give us a contact at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Don't forget abovethefirehouse.com. You can also get some shirts. Help support us. Also, if you go to abovethefirehouse.com/blog, I know I keep saying that. If you just go to abovethefirehouse.com, it'll be all that new portal. I've been busy. Trust me. Work has just been keeping me busy, 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 busy. They'll have me working late at night, and then I have to be there right early in the morning, you know, and all that. So, yeah, it's crazy. Thanks to our sponsor. Check out their information in the show notes. We'll be seeing you very, 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 very soon for the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony. We'll see you next time.
Travel arrangements provided by Main Street Travel Company. Your vacation starts today. Tell her Above the Firehouse podcast referred you, and she'll make a donation to the podcast. Book your next vacation by calling Jenna at 800-593-1262 or go to www.mainstreettravelco.com.
Sing you a little song, and it won't be very long, about so long, so long.